finding myself at a loss for words. And the funny thing is, it's okay. The last thing I need is to be heard, but to hear what you would say. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
Hello, and welcome to another broadcast of Thine Word is a Lamp. Today is indeed a good day of the Lord. This is Minika, and I'm so happy to be with you as we read and study God's Word. Today we will read and study Psalm 16. I'll be reading today from the Good News Translation. So get your Bible out, grab yourself a drink, and let's dive into the reading of God's Word. Psalm 16. Protect me, O God. I trust in you for safety. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. All the good things I have come from you. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods. You, Lord, are all that I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me. How good they are. I praise the Lord because he guides me. And in the night, my conscience warns me. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near, and nothing can shake me. And I am so thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure because you protect me from the power of death. I have served you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasures forever. God bless the reading of his word. Amen. Now, this 16th Psalm is a psalm about confidence in God in all things. David's secret was that he placed his trust in the Lord, along with delighting in his saints on the earth, the saints that is God's people. He found the Lord to be a good inheritance and sought to bless him for his counsel. Having set the Lord always before him and at his right hand, David was confident he would not be moved. David's secret was also that he had great joy and hope for the future, even for his flesh. And this psalm ends with a statement of confidence in the Lord's future provision and the blessings in his presence. Let's take a closer look at the psalm. The only prayer of Psalm 16 comes in the first line, which says, "Protect me, O God." The rest of the psalm consists of David's weaving together his personal testimonies of trust in the Lord. In this psalm of confidence, David focuses on all the blessings and benefits he has from God. And he says, "I am satisfied in the Lord. You are my refuge," verse 1. "You are my goodness," verse 2. "You are my inheritance and cup," verse 5 and 6. "You are my counsel," verse 7. "You are at my right hand," verse 8. "You are my hope," verse 9. "You are my guide," verse 11. "You are my fullness of joy, and you are pleasures forevermore," verse 11. Now let's look at verse 2. "I will say to the Lord, you are my Lord. All the good things I have come from you." David describes his testimony of personal communion with the Lord in its divine dimension in this verse. David told the Lord that he was his inheritance. He says, "All the good things I have come from you." Now, as we know it, in today's world, your inheritance is what your parents give you when they die. But David is saying, "I have a better inheritance. The Lord is my inheritance," emphasizing the fact that he had no goodness of his own apart from God. Psalm 73 and verse 25 says, "What else do I have in heaven but you? Since I have you, what else could I want on earth?" Let's look at verses 3 and 4. It says, "How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them. Those who rush to other gods bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods." David describes his testimony of personal communion with the Lord in its human dimension in this verse. One evidence of David's confidence in the Lord was his choice to keep company with those who trusted in and walked with God. He affirms his delight in God's people. To delight in God's people is to enjoy or take delight in the Lord's goodness. So permit me to ask you this. Do you really love, respect, and enjoy your brothers and sisters in Christ? Do you really? Now verse 4 says, those who rush to other gods brings many troubles on themselves. So in contrast to the godly saints who David affirms, there are those who trade worship of the true God for other gods. According to David, they only receive multiplied sorrows. David refuses to join them in worshiping false gods. You know, it's the theology of idolatry, which is when we love what we should not love, or when we love wrongly what we may love truly and rightly. In the remaining verses, from verses 5 to 11, David expresses his confidence in God, highlighting it in its past, present, and future dimensions. So he says in verse 5 and 6, you, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me, how good they are. So David expresses his satisfaction in the Lord, and he gives him credit for supporting him in his life. Obviously, he was pleasantly content with God and found great delight in him. Now, in view of this delight, we see in verse 7, which says, I praise the Lord because he guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me. I am always aware of the Lord's presence. That's verse 8 I'm reading. He is near and nothing can shake me. In view of his delight in God, David proposes to bless or praise the Lord. Now, to bless God means to speak well of him and to praise him. And because the Lord himself was the main focus of David's attention and satisfaction, he knew no one would shake him in any major way from his stability in life. Now, some groups of people I know would refer to this confidence as no shaking, no shaking. And we can link this to a feeling or a sense of security. Now, David describes giving God first place in his life as having placed God at his right hand. The right hand is the place of greatest honor and authority. Now, David knew that his right hand man would not fail him. Indeed, he says, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. I will not be shaken. Is the Lord at your right hand? Have you made the Lord your right hand man? Let's look at verse 10. It says, because you protect me from the power of death, I will serve you faithfully, and you will not abandon me to the world of the dead. The idea is that although he will die, the Lord will not permit him to undergo decay, to be totally isolated from his presence. Rather than that, David had a hope beyond the grave to enjoy fullness of joy and eternal pleasure in God's presence. That is your hope if you know the Lord as your supreme treasure. And finally, verse 11, which says, you will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy. and brings me pleasures forever. So when we make the Lord our supreme treasure, we will be satisfied with pleasures, both now and forever in Him. We will be satisfied with present and eternal pleasures in Him. So what's in it for us? Psalm 16 demonstrates to us the attitudes of the righteous man, both in life and in death. In life, the attitude of a righteous man is an attitude of trust, as we see in verse 1, an attitude of gratefulness for God's goodness in verse 2, a delight in God's people in verse 3, separation from idolatry in verse 4, satisfaction in God's gracious provisions in verses 5 and 6, praise for the Lord's counsel in verse 7, steadfast in spiritual devotion in verse 8. While in facing death, the righteous man rejoices and is hopeful. He is confident that the Lord will preserve him from the decay of death and that death will not result in his corruption in verse 10. Rather, he will travel down the path leading to life, which will terminate in God's joyful presence in verse 11. David expressed his joyful satisfaction and confidence in the God of his salvation. David had come to so firm a faith in God that any assault of the enemy, or even death itself, did not infect his peace, and he acknowledged that he was held securely in the Father's hand. David demonstrated a living faith in the Lord because his trust was in the Lord. He was not alarmed. Rather, his knowledge and understanding of the character of God brought an inner peace that only comes from the Lord. Paul prayed in the book of Thessalonians, saying, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved completely without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." And in these times of confusion and uncertainty in this world, I pray the same prayer for you. The same blessed hope and confidence that David had, where there is a fullness of joy and eternal pleasures for all who trust in him, is also set before us. Each of us, you and I, have an abundance of the same eternal pleasures. The faithfulness of God is a truth that is embedded in so many of God's precious promises to us. As I bring this broadcast to a close, let me say this. We have been told in the Word of God that in this world we will suffer trials and difficulties, but we must be of good cheer. We need to focus our hearts and our minds on the loveliness of our risen Savior. We need to receive His fullness of joy, of love, and His peace, not only in this present world, but in the world to come. Let us not waver. Let us not let go of our confidence. The path we are on is worth the work. The sacrifices we may have to make are well worth the reward we will receive. Let us always remember the sacrifice Jesus made for us and how his actions prove the hope we have within us. This hope belongs to those who live by faith, obeying the Lord with all their heart. I'd like to close with this prayer. Heavenly Father, I praise and I thank you for your goodness and the many blessings that you have showed each and every one of us day by day. I thank you that I've been given everything I need for life and godliness. And I pray that I may experience the fullness of joy we have all received in Jesus Christ in our daily experiences in this present world and in the world to come. Amen. God bless you for listening. So if you have a prayer request, you can email me at thinewordisalamp@gmail.com. thinewordisalamp@gmail.com. And I'll be praying for you. And so we end today's broadcast. Join me next time and have a blessed day. Over and out.
Finding myself in the midst of you, beyond the music, beyond the noise, all that I need is to be with you, and in the quiet hear your voice. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak. Would you pour down like a rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty. Be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. I'm finding myself at a loss for words, and the